as an employee because you've given us a lot of commitment. We actually developed a retention bonus. Other bonuses are really based off performance and outstanding contribution to CTI. We really recognize our employees for what they do for us. We've given over $3 million in bonuses in the last 10 years.
Welcome to Security Cleared Jobs, Who's Hiring and How, the podcast for cleared professionals looking for new opportunities and career advice. We go behind the scenes with recruiters and hiring managers from leading cleared employers to uncover the information you need to make a smart career move. Get ready for insights from this week's guest and your hosts, Kathleen Smith and Rachel Bozeman.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. It's Kathleen. We hope you enjoy today's episode, and if you do, Rachel has a special request for you.
I do indeed, Kathleen. We would so appreciate that if you love what you hear today, that you give us a glowing 5-star review on your listening platform. Do it, and you might just get a shout out on the show.
And who wouldn't want a shout out from Rachel? But moving on from reviews to our guest today, we have John Omert, an Army veteran and a partner at Constellation Technologies, Inc., or otherwise known as CTI. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you, Kathleen and Rachel. Definitely excited about being here.
Well, we are equally excited to get to chat with you. So before I jump into the question, first and foremost, thank you so much for your service.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So now down to business. Rumor is you are one of the founding partners of the company. So before you got to be the founding partner, tell us your backstory. How'd you get here? What were some of the things that happened along the journey that landed you where you're at now?
I'm actually from small town Pennsylvania. Enlisted in the Army in 1993, served about 8 years in the military as a NCO and an intelligence analyst. I got a lot of travel in, as well as just experiences to see the world and really just enjoy my time in service. After I got out of the military in 2000, I started contracting at a small business that was acquired more or less after about a year of being there. Worked there for a little bit longer, then decided to move on. I worked with another small business that supported primarily artificial intelligence and modernization efforts within our community. And then that company was acquired. And I've worked out as an analyst, as a system engineer, even as a business developer for companies. Back in May 2014, I actually joined CTI as one of their partners in the system engineer working programs. Pretty much my day job was really to support cyber programs as well as intelligence activities and developing prototypes and transitioning legacy systems to the cloud. I did that as my day job, but then my evenings was pretty much working full-time as a staffer, business developer, and pretty much ad hoc anything else that's needed. Great part about it was I didn't have to do this by myself. It was really with my partners who supported everything from contracts as well. And then they worked on the side activities in the evenings, supporting contract operation and even finance.
And this is such a great story. People always think that it's the medium-sized to big-sized companies that really drive innovation and culture within the cleared community. But it's companies like you have been involved with who really have a great idea. They get together some talented people. They really create some phenomenal programs. So can you tell us a little bit more about the kind of work that CTI does in the cleared community?
It's been an interesting road. We started out primarily as a small business in Maryland, but then supporting the national defense initiatives that we have for over 15 years. Our contracts and programs really support everything across the board through the DoD, the intelligence community, and cyber. We have over 60 employees supporting customers all over the United States. And really, ultimately, we work programs that have a huge impact toward the operations and securing the safety of the U.S. Armed Forces and really producing processes and systems that are protecting our critical infrastructure and missions. It hasn't been like an overnight change. We really went from one program to over 24 programs with staffing over those 60 plus employees. And I mean, it's definitely a gambit of opportunities here.
So now we want to dig into that gambit of opportunities just a little bit and talk about what type of cleared positions or skill sets are you currently hiring for?
So traditionally, as I stated initially, CTI was staffed mainly by systems engineers, a lot of focus toward mission engineering as well as cloud and now even AWS activities. We have integrators, we have SAs, we have DevOps engineers, as well as software engineers and analytic developers. After about 5-6 years, we actually started expanding into cyberspace operations, and we have a bunch of DCO and cyberspace planners, as well as targeteers, and even some exercise support folks supporting U.S. Cyber Command, MAR4 Cyber, as well as AFCyber as well.
So now it's time for the money question. You know it's coming, John. Where in the heck are the positions located?
Oh, they're pretty much everywhere. The nice part about it is currently we're staffing folks in Maryland primarily, but we have engineers supporting programs in Texas, as well as Hawaii, with even more employees actually starting in Virginia, Georgia, and Utah. It's been like I said, a very interesting road because it's not what we expected our company to start going down the direction one. But with these new positions, a lot of them are actually supporting TDNAs, TARs, DNEAs, intelligent analysts, as well as malware analysts. And in doing so, it's really just opened up the aperture for us to grow. We're expecting our biggest surge in the next couple of years to really be focusing on opportunities out of Colorado, Ohio, California, North Carolina, and even Florida.
That sounds wonderful. So many people think that the only place that they can work in the cleared community is in the Washington, D.C. area. And I always try to tell people, no, there are installations all throughout the country. Some you don't even know about.
Yeah.
But one thing that I heard is that all of your positions just require one type of clearance. Is that true or is it a wide gamut?
Yeah. So most of our work actually requires a polygraph, but that kind of limits the opportunities for our current employees as well as future employees. So the last about 2-3 years, we've really had a focus on pursuing work that's actually diversifies our portfolio and activities you want to actually do within different communities. CTI has really expanded into the top secret, the secret, and even some positions that have initial requirements to be clearable. And in doing so, this has really opened up our ability to recruit outside the normal pool of candidates.
Awesome. It's a really good business strategy, even though you're building your core skill set within one particular security clearance level. It is a great strategy for overall retention to be able to have such a wide variety of different clearances. But one thing that we run into a lot is we talk to people who have a lot of staff who have clearances, but they're losing employees to the commercial world because of being able to work remotely or more money or to do something differently.
Yeah, I actually call it a great transition, right? But there's still a lot of risk in that. Being remote, you actually kind of get disconnected from your community that you're used to. Then even more so, your work can get outsourced without you really expecting it. You lose that safety net that we actually have within our organization because of the trust that the government's given us. Even more interesting is as they walk away, some of them make the mistake that I call it the Cinderella effect, where they lose accesses after a specific amount of time, or they still were inside that window, but their polygraphs are actually go out of scope as well, which once you're out, it's extremely hard to actually re-enter.
I think that's a perfect segue because you are quoted as saying, we try to work with you instead of you working for us. So tell us a little bit what you mean by that statement, what it means to you, and an example of how you live that every day.
Yeah. So the partners have really built a support team that's dedicated to our employees. First interactions all the way through when they leave, right? Nobody likes to see their employees leave, but when they do, we really truly want to make sure that their experience with us has been exemplar or past the point of expectations. We start that with a white glove approach from the first interactions with our recruiters, and then really communication responsive actions whenever our employees say there's some issues, either with the work they're doing or potentially that they feel that maybe their experiences are needing a little bit of a bump in knowledge, right? So we really address the support activities through operation, security, HR, benefits, and even training. And then at specific times when maybe there's a need, the partners within the company really jump in and help to make sure this experience is positive. And we really do want you to know that we listen as employers. You know, best example probably is when our employees actually want to change jobs, they reach out to the staffing team as well as my director of operations or our program leads who are kind of their first line of communication within the actual contracts that they support and say, I'm looking for some information on maybe potentially new opportunities. We jump in, we look and reevaluate their resumes and say, these are the type of positions we have available. And even after that, if they choose not to move, we still continuously reach out and just check in to see how's work going and if they were ready to move. This is something that we've done over the years numerous times. I mean, even down to the point where potentially sometimes contracts are lost and we've actually done a mass move of our employees from one contract to another. And that really comes down to a relationship with your employees, but also the primes that you work with.
That's really great. I love hearing people talk about how they have so much that they invest in their employees. And it sounds like from our pre-call that you do a lot of investing in your employees by offering interesting benefits. Your approach is very a la carte. So tell us a little bit more about what this can mean to our job seeker audience.
For our benefits, it's definitely a total compensation package to us. One of our big focuses, of course, is, you know, top tier compensation. By offering and paying salaries that are based off your skills and years of experience versus a salary band allows us to actually compensate our employees fairly. And, you know, I would hope to say probably a little bit more than most companies out there. Additional activities that we do, the a la carte that you were discussing with us is we do a $12,000 yearly bonus for waived healthcare benefits. It's just a huge bump when there's challenges with rates or potentially that the salary is very close to what they want, but they want that little extra step. And even when they waive our healthcare benefit, we still provide them dental as well as vision benefits. We also spend a lot of time trying to ensure that they receive the raises when they deserve it. So when they change an LCAT level, we jump on top of it, make sure that they've been mapped, provided to the customer. As soon as the customer tells us, we start moving down the path to actually provide them a raise. Or we have bonuses that are based off of performance as well as commitment to the company. At the end of the day, we really do focus hard on our investment in you as an employee. This is that compensation summary that really shows a transparency and allows you to evaluate what you're being paid for and potentially other offers that are out there that people are throwing at everybody every day. It helps you understand that there's a difference between the apple and oranges, and we're there to help you understand that.
You mentioned something about retention. Did I hear that you have a retention bonus?
Oh, yes. It's not just one bonus, right? It's been a unique approach. CTI really joined our bonus structure for the referrals and retention bonuses. This is a referral bonus of up to about $10,000 for employees and external referrals. But as an employee, because you've given us a lot of commitment, we actually developed a retention bonus for the referring employees of $3,000. This is really broken up by quarter on the anniversary year to continuously thank our employees. Other bonuses are really based off performance and outstanding contribution to CTI. So it's one of the, I think, the strongest things that we've done as a company is we really recognize our employees for what they do for us. And that's to demonstrate great performance over in the customer spaces as well as growing us. And I did an analysis on it a little while back. And from the calculations I've done, and, you know, we've pulled together off some metrics, we've given over $3 million in bonuses in the last 10 years.
Well, I could talk about employees all day long, and it sounds like you could too. And I really appreciate hearing, you know, an organization that values the contributions that their employees are making. But I don't think I'm alone in people seeing value in what you're doing. Heard that the Baltimore Sun may or may not have named you for 5 years in a row as a top workplace. So congratulations, hats off on that. That is huge and certainly something to brag about. But how in the heck did you earn it? I mean, I think you've kind of given us some insights into what makes you a differentiated employer, but is there anything else that you would say really put you over the top?
Rachel, I think the big piece is right, this was an award given to us by our employees, right? They choose to participate on this external referral survey provided by an independent evaluator, and they've spoken volumes of what we, the partners and the leadership, really has done for them through their career as well as for their families. A lot of companies can actually tout that they are a top workplace. That's not to take away from all the great things that they do for their employees, but no other company in Maryland has really earned the ability to say that they've been selected as a top workplace awardee as a small business in Maryland. We've been evaluated against over 200 plus companies, not just within the IC and cyber, but Maryland as an area. I think we continue to really receive this honor because of this continuous engagement with our employees. We work closely and listen to our employees, even when it's hard to hear negatives to improve. We really feel that we have to not just say thank you for this information. We actually look and evaluate if this is something that we can change as a company. It could be the benefits, maybe it's a process, or even some leadership styles. We're trying to make sure that we provide an environment for our employees to succeed in.
You have this really great environment, and you have a lot of great benefits, and you have some wonderful bonuses. You've structured it so that you have different kinds of business strategies. So what kind of person will really thrive at CTI?
I've sat and thought about this a lot, right? Because it's our paramount success story, if you ask me, is not just that CTI succeeds, but it's our employees, right? But In all, I've looked for it. And really what it is it's dedication, it's hardworking, and most importantly, it's an employee that loves their job. I was sitting there talking to my director of operations, and he made the comment that for himself, as well as a lot of our employees, they leave work on Friday while looking forward to Monday. I think that's a great encapsulation of what we try to promote here at CTI is if you're happy with your job, you'll stay and you'll continue to grow with us. And I think that we've been succeeding.
I love that. That is incredible. And kind of want to go back to the beginning of our conversation. Again, thank you for your service. And I share that because it really gives validity to this next question, because you've been there, done that, have the t-shirt or two. But I heard a rumor that CTI really does an incredible job of supporting their veteran employees. So tell us a little bit about what that support looks like and anything you want to share in that realm.
It's a huge function within our company because just the nature of this community that we support. It's made up of a lot of veterans or people that have really supported their whole lives within a government roles or even just starting to get in. But my leadership team and I really get together regularly with the TAP events, so transition assistant programs for the military. We meet with Fleet Family Services to help transition those members that are starting to look and explore getting out. We've been part of veteran programs like 4Block, Hire Our Heroes. And recently, we've even been approved to be part of SkillBridge program to help service members transition out from a 1 month to even a 3+ month activity. Ultimately, we have over 60% of our workforce at CTI that's a veteran. That's just an incredible feeling to know that these people really trust us and are wanting to grow into more.
Sounds great. John, this has just been a fabulous conversation. I don't want you to leave the show without sharing your tidbits, what you think cleared professionals looking for a new job. What are your top tips for them?
The big thing is really be open to opportunities, right? Don't overshoot the mark and don't undershoot. Don't go through just one interview. Go talk with as many companies as possible. See what's the differences between a large, a small, even not-for-profits out there that are working and supporting our community. Each one of those might fit you better than what you ever thought. And also at the same time, these opportunities don't just happen one time. Reconnect with companies, make sure that you take care of creating a network of not just the people you work with in the past, but with the people that you're working with to actually transition. It's an interesting road, and I'm still continuing to learn and grow. And I've been out for over 20+ years now. It's one of the major focuses we have with our company is that if you're not continuously learning and even trying to fail in some manner, you're never going to really truly learn.
I love it when someone talks about you have to fail, because we sometimes don't think it's a good thing to fail, but failing is a really great way of learning.
Completely.
So we don't want people to fail to be able to get in touch with you. So other than your website, what are some of the great ways for people who are listening to this podcast to get in touch with you?
The best ways to get a hold of us is definitely reaching out to my staffing team. You can do cti-staffing@cti-md.com. Or me directly, right? You can reach out to me on via LinkedIn or just john.omert@cti-md.com. And of course, you can always hit up our www.cti-md.com.
Sounds wonderful. Well, John, great information. And thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks a lot, Kathleen.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Rachel.
I really enjoyed the conversation with John today and how he talked about the retention bonuses. I really think that that is a strategic way of maintaining good employees and really recognizing that employees need to be rewarded for sticking into the hard work. What did you learn, Rachel?
Absolutely. You stole a really good one, Kathleen. But something else that they mentioned was just their focus on listening to employees. It's not enough just to say that we're the best, but they really take the opportunity to listen to the employees, whether it's looking for a new opportunity within the organization or ideas or thoughts. And I thought a little nice bow was put on that by winning that award for being one of the top places by the voices of the employees. So well done, CTI. Well done. And speaking of well done, we are ready for you, my friends, to get out there and do well by giving us a glowing 5-star review. Yes, you heard it at the beginning of the conversation. You're hearing it again. And here is our commitment to you. You go out there, give that ooey gooey good 5-star review, and we are going to talk about the ooey gooey good you. Thank you all so very much. Appreciate you for listening all the way to the end of the show. Go out there, have a great rest of your day. See you later.